You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. You must be better. Today, Rockwired profiles singer-songwriter Jeannie B and her latest collection of children's music, Sugar Buzz. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today's show is a show for the whole family. For 10 years now, singer-songwriter Jeannie B has released a series of acclaimed children's music albums, all noted for their musical sophistication and their embrace of childhood. Now, Jeannie B has released her latest collection of children's songs entitled Sugar Buzz. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeannie regarding this new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is Jeannie B with the title track of her latest CD, Sugar Buzz.
I wake up each morning all calm and relaxed. While you sip your coffee, I eat honey smacks, gushers mid-morning, cookies with lunch. When I get thirsty, Hawaiian punch. Some ice cream, cause I got a scrape on my knee. When I got my hair cut, they gave me candy. I'm starting to feel like an engine that's revved. It's going to get ugly when it's time for bed. Cause I got a sugar buzz,
sugar buzz.
Yeah, I got a sugar buzz,
sugar buzz.
I can't slow down right now because I'm wired clear out of my brain from eating too much sugar, sugar, sugar.
Sugar buzz,
I'm working up a sugar.
That was singer-songwriter Jeannie B with the title track of her latest CD, Sugar Buzz. Visit Jeannie at her official website, www.jeanniebmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeannie B regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a great new CD that you have out now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it's behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh my gosh, I'm very excited about it. You know, it's always hard to finish a project though, because, you know, you work so hard on it and you're paying attention to every little detail, and then when it's ready to ship, you're like, did I miss anything, you know? And then you hear it after it's all been duplicated, and, oh, I missed that one little thing in that measure in that song, and I'm the only one who'll ever hear it. But, you know, you put it under a microscope for so long, and it's exciting to send your baby out into the world, but it's time for me to let go.
I see. And do you see any difference between, you know, writing for an adult audience as opposed to an audience of children? I mean, is it different or no?
Yes, it's very different. I think with children, you have the freedom of an endless supply of subject material, because there's nothing that they don't want to hear about. You know, adults are kind of like, yeah, been there, done that, impress me, you know, oh, you know, whatever mood they're in, that's the kind of music they want to hear. But with children, they're so open to being guided. It's kind of the place they are in their life. You know, they're looking to be guided to the next thing that they're going to do, and they aren't jaded, and they don't have a pre-existing set list in their head of the kind of music they want to hear or what they want it to be about. So when I write a song for kids, it's like anything that comes to me, any subject matter is game. As long as I can make it entertaining and fun and engaging, I don't feel like, oh, no one's going to want to hear that. You know what I mean?
Right. And tell me, what got you on this path of making music for children? How did that start?
Well, it started kind of by accident. I had been writing music for adults for many years, and I was actually doing a show with adult music, and somebody approached me after the show and said, do you do children's music? And my kids were very young back then, and I said, well, I do songs with my own children, and I write songs for them. And they said, well, your style would be perfect for children's music, and we're looking for a teacher to do parent-child music classes, and wondered if you would give a shot. And I had just retired from a previous job to stay home and raise my kids, and so I said, sure, not too many hours a week, I'll give it a shot, why not? Make money doing music? That sounds like fun. And I tried it, and I absolutely fell in love with playing music for kids, and I thought, aha, this is what I'm supposed to be doing now.
Well, just in listening to your work and listening to you speak, you make it sound so easy, but were there ever any obstacles in doing this sort of music?
Oh, there's always obstacles. I will tell you that trying to make a living in the music business, I don't care what kind of music you're doing, is like pushing a boulder up a hill. It's just, you have to be a good business person, number one, to do any business well. And I spend 95% of my time doing the business part. And then I get to play a lot of music, but, you know, I work night and day, 7 days a week doing the business part. So there's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of competition. There are certainly, you know, getting your name out there, getting some recognition, getting a following, and getting repeat customers to hire you back again. You know, you're only as good as your last show, so you've got to write good material, you have to present it well, you have to have a really good band. You know, you can't have band members who are dropping notes and dropping beats on you, so, and that sometimes takes years to form that band and, you know, get all the right members that finally give you the support you need, and they hone your craft, and for people to say, okay, you know, I like what she does. She's a pro. It takes a lot of work.
And you've got you've got a number of recordings behind you in this vein. How is this one different from the rest of them?
Well, I think one of the things is these songs, many of them I've been playing for a couple of years already, because I just didn't have time to get in the studio for my last CD. It's been 3 years since I released the CD. And I was released, the other three I released 12 months, within 12 months of each other. So because I had all this time, the songs, I think, are a little more formed, and the band did them really well, and they have, I think they're a little more mature in terms of the songwriting. I think I'm a better songwriter now than I was 5-10 years ago. I hope I am. So, gosh, if I'm not, I'm heading in the wrong direction. I try to tackle some serious subject matter, but also have a lot of fun on the CD, as I always do. And so I think the difference is that the songs were not written as recently as maybe the songs that I recorded previously. Some of these songs I wrote 2 or 3 years ago.
And also in listening to the CD, I mean, musically, it's got pretty, the music has a pretty wide palette. So talk about how music began for you as an individual.
Well, I have been singing and playing the guitar since I was about 12. And I think my first public performance was when I was 15. I was at a middle school talent show, or would that be freshman? I don't know. It was a talent show. I was 15. And then I played it actually in a club that summer when I was 15. And my parents had to come with me because I was underage and I wasn't allowed. And that was at the beginning of my, quote, adult music career. And I played all through college and studied music in school. I didn't major in it, but I studied music as a minor, and helped pay for my college by singing in nightclubs and just doing gigs. And then I had always had a band. I stopped doing it professionally for a number of years and got on a tangent and had a booming career as a film editor, and always had a band on the side, but not as a full-time career. It wasn't what I was doing as my job. And then when I retired from film editing, I came back to the adult music, but again, just as a hobby. And then this person approached me and said, you want to do children's music? And I was kind of looking for a new career, and it was perfect.
Visit Jeannie at her official website, www.jeanniebmusic.com. From her CD, Sugar Buzz, and I hope I can say this with a straight face, here is Jeannie B with Please Don't Pick Your Nose.
Quite a trick. Picking out your clothes and pick your food right, and pick a windy day to fly a kite. Pick your favorite color and have a favorite song. Pick the right friends and you can't go wrong. But please, your fingers touch things that other people do, and no one likes your boogers except for maybe you. So please, please, please don't pick your nose. There are many cool things your fingers can do. Snap, clap, just to name a few. They can play guitar, piano, maybe flute, and sign an ASL, even tie your shoes. I know that it is tempting, there's holes your fingers fit, and it's fun to dig around for those juicy little bits. But really, it's disgusting, so please remember this. For others in the room, it makes us feel a little sick. So please, please.
Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Ryan Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, got it in my soul.
Rockwire.com is pleased to present the September Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their CD, Scars and Bars. Based in surroundings as unassuming as the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation, Nake Nulawaun is set to turn the music industry on its ear with pulsating tracks such as Heavy, Always on My Mind, and Heart is on Fire.
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts are born on the bass. Hot when I rock, hate, see the scorn on their face.
Scars and Bars from Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at Facebook.com and keep your eyes open for their new CD, The Definition, at Amazon.com.
Resuscitate, if I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's...
With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. original sounds. A celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for children's songwriter Jeannie B and her brand new release, Sugar Buzz. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeannie regarding her new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Describe the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
You know, every song is different. It really is. Sometimes I write a song, it's like a little idea will come to me and I will literally just barf out the song. it's all there. Anyway, my former bass player said, you know, I've never seen anyone write songs like as fast as you do. So you just fart about. I said, yeah, and sometimes they sing. but sometimes I just have archives of little lyrics that I've written down, and I have voice memos galore on my iPhone of like a melody or a chorus. Just the other night I had a little guitar lick that I liked, and I just record little pieces and parts, and sometimes I'll say, you know, okay, I want to write a song about this, and I go back and listen to some of my pieces and parts, and that becomes the melody. But then sometimes it just comes all at once, the melody, the lyrics, the structure, and then I just edit it until it's done. I've actually had some songs that I've written in 10 minutes, and then some songs have taken me 2 years. Actually, there's a song on this CD. It's called How Would It Make You Feel? I got the idea for the chorus while I was recording my Mommy Knows Best CD, which was two CDs ago in 2006. And it took me that long to finally hone the rest of the song to something I thought was the way it should be.
And earlier in the interview, you said that kids are open to a broad array of subject matter that maybe an adult would be turned off to. But has there ever been a theme that you thought would be interesting to pursue, but didn't do because you thought, oh God, these are kids? You know, I mean, has there been a subject that's been, maybe I shouldn't do that one?
Well,
other than the obvious.
Well, there are some people who say that I've already written those songs and put them on CDs, but I beg to differ. I do have a song called Mommy's in Menopause, and I had someone who was really, raised her eyebrows at that and said it was inappropriate because of the sexual content, quote, and I said, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing sexual about the natural course of human life, and
right.
The words to that song were seriously dictated to me by a 5-year-old whose mommy was older, my sister, and the words are verbatim what she said to me, and I thought, well, you know, I was kind of shocked by it, and I thought, well, this is her reality. She's very comfortable with it. Her mom obviously has talked to her about it in a very age-appropriate manner. And so I just wrote a hilarious song. And, some might say I've already crossed in the inappropriate line. And I did have a father who said to me once, I don't know what it is, but if you write a song that has the word penis in it, my kids will be all over it. And he had a big choice. Well, I wrote the penis song, but my kids told me I'd be out of business if I actually recorded it, so I didn't.
Oh, your kids told you? No,
my kids. Mom, do not record that song under any circumstances. Your career will be over. Well, it'll either be over or I'll be the biggest hit on the internet. You never know. So maybe I'll do it under an alias and see what happens.
I see. I asked that because I remember speaking to another person who composed songs for children, and he said, you know, there was one. He did have the idea for one song, but it was about a parent dying. Anything like that, or?
Well, Oh, I've actually written a number of songs about loss. No, I think that things that are realities to children have to be addressed for them. And just like you or I, you know, it may not be as frequent for a young child or even an adolescent child to have a great deal of grief or loss in their life, but they're not without that. You know, they lose pets, they lose grandparents. My son, his kindergarten teacher passed away. He got Garrett's disease and died a long, protracted, horrible death. And it was like, well, how do we talk about this? How do we say goodbye? And how do we explain this, you know, to children? I think it's absolutely imperative that we address these kinds of things, just as we do for adults. I mean, you know, when someone has loss or grief in their life as an adult, there's any number of songs that you would turn to that would be played at a funeral or whatever. And I've actually written a number of songs to address that kind of thing for kids, because I think it's important. There's one I wrote called Mama's Love, and I wrote that for a family whose very young mother died of cancer and left four children, the oldest of which was eight. And I thought they need a song to know that their mother will always love them, that they will always have her love. And I've sung that song, actually, at a number of funerals for mothers. So that's my two cents on that.
These days, I mean, I always hear things about, you know, personally, I don't have kids, but I always hear things about kids are growing up so fast. Kids are, you know, the people are blown away by the sophistication of children today. I mean, do you find that to be true or no?
Well, I think that they are exposed to things that would be considered inappropriate when I was growing up. You know, I think that they are pushed forward in terms of pop culture and what they're exposed to in terms of sexuality and violence and that sort of thing. Has that changed what they really are, who they really are inside? No, I think, you know, they're not going to be any more mature because of this, you know, advanced pop culture that they're exposed to. You know, a 10-year-old kid has still got a 10-year-old kid's mentality, and I think a lot of the things that they're exposed to can be very harmful because they're not ready. And what I try to do is look at what's popular and say, okay, you know, you like that kind of music, you like that kind of thing, well let's do it, but do it in a more wholesome way and have some fun with it, and, you know, try to write music for kids that keeps them engaged at an age appropriate, in an age-appropriate way, but not turn them off because it's too babyish. You know what I mean? Because even a five-year-old, if, you know, they're kind of over, quote, children's music by the time they're five. They're big kids now. They're going off to kindergarten, right? So I try to write songs that, you know, I can come into a third-grade classroom or a fourth-grade classroom, and they still go, yes, Fox! But it's very age-appropriate. But, you know, the music is not, I guess, simplified to sound like it's something for toddlers, you know what I mean?
Right. What's been the biggest reward for you in making this music?
The biggest reward?
Yes.
Seeing the smiles on the faces of the kids and being with kids all the time and their families. I have people who will tell me how a song touched their life or their family. And, you know, just when I think I got to go get another day job, somebody will send me an email and say, I just listened to this song and now I know everything's going to be all right. Or I played this for my daughter and it totally changed her attitude about this, that, the other. You know, I get that kind of thing all the time. And that is the biggest reward. And another big reward is sharing my career with my children. My kids have been on the stage with me since they were 3 years old, and now they're 11 and almost 13, and they're a bass player and a drummer, and they come and sit in with my band and play their instruments, and they have their own band now. So it's kind of become a family business, and that's a huge reward to me to see them embracing what I do and not just go, oh, Mom's going to work again, whatever that is. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to work. Let's go with her.
Visit Jeannie at her official website, www.jeanniebmusic.com. From her CD Sugar Buzz, here is Jeannie B once again with The Best Me. Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jeannie B for her time and her music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. But let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.